Hello, respected viewers. This is George from Ireland. Well, I saw an article about that Ruth Davidson, the former leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party in Scotland, said that Ken Badenoch, the leader of the Conservative Party at United Kingdom level, ought to go on an apology tour around the United Kingdom, expressing her regret for the mistakes by the previous Conservative administration at Westminster. Now, you might say, well, you could frame that more positive, call it a listening exercise. 14 years in government, nobody in his right mind would deny that the Conservative Party screwed up on various things. You might have heard the name Liz Truss and her fiscal event, a leader so cataclysmic that her own cabinet booted her out after an ignominious 49 days. Boris Johnson's lockdown parties, his endless lies. I mean, what am I going to say? Sluggish economic growth. Some people would say Brexit. I wouldn't. I mean, Brexit, the Liberal Democrats, the first major party, demand a referendum on membership of the European Union. Be careful what you wish for, you may get it. Labour, Conservative, they all agreed, whatever the result, they would implement it. They did. Parliament voted for it. It's not a Conservative Party thing. It's like, it's a mere matter of democracy. But that's another issue. But the NHS wasn't good enough. Waiting lists got longer. There were defence cuts that were too deep. Crime rose, all sorts of problems. They hyper-regulated when Conservative Party were supposed to deregulate. So many, many disappointments. Some successes, especially look at South Britain, rose in the PISA rankings for literacy and numeracy. The control is North Britain under Scottish National Party administration, where it got worse. I just want to think whether anything else had improved. I mean, crime fell for a while before rising. The rollout of the coronavirus vaccine, that was rapid, more successful than elsewhere. I mean, there was some beefing up of defence towards the end, helping to save Ukraine. So some limited successes. All right, so on electoral dysfunction on Sky News, that's what Ms. Davidson said. And she said there's a sense the Tories haven't done their contrition tour yet. And like I said, the party will not get a hearing until she's seen what's been done. I don't know if she's a member of the party anymore. She's certainly not holding elected office, and methinks not seeking to either. Otherwise, she wouldn't be so unguarded in her comments. And of course, as a former journalist, well, now again a journalist, she knows about public relations, what's going to play well on the airwaves. So I think that there's a certain logic to what she says, and she's not just being scathing for the sake of it. I think it's not a bad idea. I remember in about 2000 discussing with this an American member of the Republican Party who was an ardent supporter of the Tory party in the United Kingdom, saying, well, what do? Do you eat humble pie, admit that you messed up a lot of times, or are you defiant, saying, no, je ne regrette rien? He said, well, if you're not proud of where you're coming from, there's no point in having a party. Of course, if you're at all rational and sane and honest, one would recognise the Conservative Party disappointed many times. So that's why disaffected Conservative voters switched to Labour or Reform United Kingdom and so on. So it was such a big kick up the backside. The Conservative Party obviously has to learn its lesson. So Mrs. Badenoch is the most popular leader of all the Westminster parties. Well, it's not saying much because, Sir Keir Starmer is about minus 50% approval rating, probably sunk even lower when it is when it comes with this catalogue of incompetence regarding the developed vetting of Lord Peter Mandelson. The Conservative Party needs to assess objectively what went wrong, what went right, to learn from those mistakes, not to repeat those mistakes. Got to improve the National Health Service, got to, I suppose, deregulate, lower the tax burden. The Conservative Party was meant to constrain benefit spending, and it expanded. The definition of disability, of special educational needs. Now, okay, politicians can only do so much. Going back to Tony Blair, not a man I have a lot of time for, a Labour Prime Minister said in the civil service, you pull the handle and nothing happens because the doctors are signing people off disabled. Well, maybe they shouldn't be in some cases. It's the doctors, the dentists, the nurses, whoever, they provide the medical care, not Conservative MPs. And Conservative MPs, okay, they're to provide the money and the policy framework and so on, but they can't actually see the patient. So governments have a limited ability to do good, and that's maybe the central insight of conservatism, but governments have an almost unlimited ability to do harm. And that's what the case for minarchism, for less government. Government shouldn't try and do what it's not supposed to do. So the Conservative assault on civil liberties, which was really sickening. The Conservative Party is only on 19% of the opinion polls. Bear in mind, got 24% of the opinion polls at the last Westminster general election. Now, these polls, they always underrate the Tory party. In 2024, the poll suggests the Conservative Party would get less than 24% of the vote and got a few percentage points higher. So the Conservative Party has got to have a policy renewable, as Mrs. Badenoch said, and she has acknowledged the party made some mistakes. So how do you prevent such errata in future? Well, I mean, sometimes we would speak to experts like the National Health Service or the British Medical Association. If you could write a manifesto, what would be in it? Not guaranteed to do what they want, because they want to kind of criminalise smoking and things like that. Look at take experts and have some sort of non-partisan panel to advise how to improve things. You can't guarantee they're going to get everything they want, because they're financial considerations. You have to think about civil liberty and things like that. So people say that maybe Kemi Badenoch is too preachy. Does she talk down to people and so forth? So the Conservative Party has to be more, what's the word, penitent for some of the screw-ups. And then maybe we'll get more of a fair hearing. Obviously, Labour's done so much of the Conservative Party's work for them by messing up really, really badly. But unfortunately for the Conservative Unionist Party, that disgruntlement with Labour has not translated into increasing the Conservative vote. Labour has lost voters to Reform United Kingdom and indeed to the Green Party, hardly to the Liberal Democrats, curiously enough. Maybe actually in Wales to Plaid Cymru, or in Caledonia to the Scottish National Party. So Kemi Badenoch should go to some places. I think, as they say, don't go to some places which is completely stony soil for the Conservative gospel. You've got to go somewhere that's fairly fertile ground. Swing seats and be humble, be willing to listen. Own it, acknowledge we got it wrong. So that is, I suppose, a good trait in politicians who are not going to blindly defend things, won't argue that up is down, that sort of topsy-turvy, that sort of casuistry. I remember Steve Norris, once a Conservative MP, later Conservative candidate for Mayor of London, well, twice, and he said, if you think as a Conservative the party's not got anything wrong, you need to get out more and see people who've suffered. And some policies were wrong-headed, were unfair. Other policies, they seem like good ideas, but they just didn't work, like the Rwanda plan. And you've got to see that, do the cost-benefit analysis. It cost too much, it took too long, and it had virtually no success. So if it's not working, it's madness to keep persisting. You're going to have to scrap that and have a complete rethink. I don't know what the solution is. Trying to stop illegal immigration failed. I know Labour's made it even worse, but that's not much of a defence. Legal immigration came down right at the end. I mean, Boris Johnson is so much responsible for this Boris wave. So the Conservative Party has got to do better in future. And saying sorry for having upset people, having hurt people financially, that's the first part of being rehabilitated. I think there's a very long way to go. What do you think? What would you like to hear Mrs. Badenoch apologise for? Thanks very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, georgecarlan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.